All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is live from Studio J. It is 5 o'clock, and you know what that means if you've been paying attention at all. Live performance time, and in the studio, we have Kayla Drange. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm great. All right, can hear you loud and clear. I think we got liftoff.
Perfect.
All right, why don't we get started? What song do you have for us to start out with?
We're starting with an original song. It's called Mental Health, and it's actually our first single we just released a couple days ago.
Okay. Live from Studio J with Kayla Drange. Mental health, huh? All right. So, obviously we know who you are. You have a gentleman that's playing drums with you, if he could introduce himself.
Hi, my name is Anthony. How are you doing today?
All right, I'm good, Anthony. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
All right. So, this is how you normally do it, then, is a duo?
Yes, for the most part. We like to keep it simple and raw.
Okay. How did you two meet and get together to form this?
We met at the Riverview Festival this past summer. I was dressed as a woman.
Well, then that's what won her over immediately, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course, yeah. Really caught my eye.
I was dressed as Dolly Parton, and Kayla needed a pick to play her set, and we kind of hit it off from there.
Wow. So tell me, Kayla, how fetching was he?
I mean, he made a really good Dolly Parton. Those blonde locks and that dress really, really brought it together.
Now, is it just simply you walking around like that, or did you perform like that too as well? Or
yes, we did a cover song. Did Jolene?
No, that's how he dresses on the daily.
Okay, on the weekends at least.
Yeah, right.
Okay, was that the theme of the whole event, or how did that work?
No, he just showed up as Dolly Parton.
Really? Just
yeah.
For the heck of it?
Yep, that was his own original idea.
Wow.
Right?
I want to have what he had the night before.
I want that kind of confidence.
I don't think I ever could.
No, me either.
All right, well, that's great. So it's only been a short time since you both got together, huh?
Yeah, about 6-7 months.
Okay. So the songs we're going to hear today, is it mostly what you've written, Kayla, or together with Anthony? Or
Oh, yeah, you know, we kind of worked on everything together. We have two cover songs that we're doing, and then the rest are original.
Okay. So is there a way to get that currently, as far as on the internet or otherwise?
We're on YouTube. My name's Kayla Jane, just on YouTube, and then we have one single that we just put out on every streaming platform.
Okay, so all the usual suspects, Apple, iTunes.
Yep, Spotify, all that good stuff.
Okay. All right, great. All right, I don't think we got a chance to have you write down your playlist, so if you don't mind, if you can just announce the songs as you do them, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so what do you have for us now?
This next one is X's and O's by Elle King. She's definitely one of my favorite artists. Really, really good song.
Okay.
There's one in California who's been calling my name, 'cause I found you better lover in the UK. Until I made my getaway. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. These exes. Me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. These exes and oh, 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 is it on me? Like go, oh, 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 is it on me? To make them oh, 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 they won't let go. These exes and they're gonna run back to me, 'cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. One, two, three, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave. These exes and oh, 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 is he on me? Like go, oh, 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 is he on me? To make them oh, 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 they won't let go. These exes and those.
All right. Abrupt ending there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to catch the DJ off guard. That's your job.
Yeah, that, yep. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah. I'm not familiar with that song, but I know I've heard it before. I recognize it. It's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, she's a wonderful artist.
Okay, and then who was it again? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Elle King.
Elle King. Okay. Sorry, I'm not really hip on that exactly.
Rod Schneider's daughter.
Yeah. Is what?
Rob Schneider's daughter.
Oh, is it really? I didn't even know that.
Rob Schneider's daughter.
Well.
Interesting.
Kudos to Rob Schneider's daughter.
Wow. Okay. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
All right. So who influenced you, Kayla, when you were growing up? How did you get to where you're at now playing this kind of music?
So this is a pretty common answer. Taylor Swift and her lyrics when I was little were so inspiring. I mean, teardrops on my guitar is just the best. Like, no one can argue with that, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, no one can argue that she's had a great effect on a lot of people, and she's been popular for I don't know how many years now.
Oh, yeah, she's the reason I even got into playing the guitar.
One of the things that I can't remember who told me about her that I gained a lot more respect for her. She's one of those people that she goes out of her way to seek out new talent and help them get their start.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That kind of thing, because a lot of artists will not do that, you know. They even insist, like, well, I'm only going to have somebody open up for me that's really popular or really big. Or
yeah, you know. Luke Bryan's big for that, too. He gets smaller artists. Mm-hmm. So, Luke Bryan, if you're listening, I'm here.
I'm single. And
yeah, single, ready to mingle, and ready to open for your tour.
Okay, I'm going to stop there. But anyway, that's great. So, anything else? Do your parents play at all, or
no? I
well, because sometimes that's where it comes from. A lot of people say, "Well, my dad played guitar." Or,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know where it came from, honestly.
Just out of the blue, huh?
Yeah, I have a twin brother too, and I can't say I love you, man, but can't say he has any musical knacks.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, it was meant to be then, I guess.
Yeah.
What about you, Anthony?
My biggest influence would be the White Stripes.
Okay. All right. So something about the music itself, or you're into that simple, you know, straightforward drumming that Meg did, or?
Well, when I was in middle school, and the song Seven Nation Army came on the radio, and I asked my mom, I'm like, this song is awesome. Like, who plays this? And then she's like, it's the White Stripes. They're from Detroit, and they're a two-piece band. And then from there, I was like, I need to play every instrument possible.
Well, no, you just got to play guitar and drums.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. I remember when Meg used to bartend at the old Miami.
Oh, wow.
And what was the other one? Alvin's? Yeah. Yeah, she was. That was back when she was just one of the people, you know?
Right. Yep.
Before she got too big to be near anybody, you know?
Yep.
But that's great. So, okay. So definitely a Detroit influence in there as well.
Yeah, I like a lot of Detroit bands, like the old ones, like the Gorries. Mm-hmm. The Paybacks, Detroit Cobras, MC5.
And except for MC5, all the rest of them are still going and going strong, actually.
Yeah, the Detroit Cobras are coming in February. They're playing at the L Club.
Yeah, yeah. That's an interesting place.
I'll be there.
Okay. In the audience, of course, right?
Hopefully.
No, hopefully.
Stay tuned.
Well, you never know. They could say, hey, come on, drum for us.
Yeah.
You'd do it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, while we get back to the music, what do you have for us now, Kayla?
This next one is an original. It's called My Letter to Serotonin.
So damn happy. It's called the silent killer for a reason. No one understands the pain that she's in. I put a smile on my face every single day. This is my letter to serotonin. Wondering why you went away. If I take this medication, can't ever get it right.
Live from Studio J with Kayla Drange. All right, letter to serotonin. Okay. All right, so I see a theme so far. Is there more of that? I mean, mental health, letter to serotonin?
So we kind of write songs based on issues, I suppose, things people can relate to.
Okay. Is it drawn mostly from personal experience or just...
More or less. Friends, family.
Okay. So not necessarily you directly, but maybe just somebody you know or familiar with.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. What makes you interested in that aspect?
I don't know, honestly. I've just, you hear songs nowadays. I'm not really a fan of lyrics that, I guess, don't mean anything. You know, you hear it and it's catchy, but it doesn't mean anything.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or something very silly. Put a ring on it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I know I think I was looking at your page just to get more information. So you're studying nursing?
Yeah,
Or, well, did I?
I was.
You was? Okay.
Yeah, I was. It's a very interesting field. I just switched to business, hoping that it'll help me later on with a music career, fingers crossed.
Ah, okay. So it made more sense with your grand scheme of life.
Yeah, definitely. Because this is really my main passion. Everything goes toward this.
Okay. All right. That's cool. I just thought, with nursing, that might even have a connection to the whole mental health thing as well.
Yeah, originally I was going for psychology, so I'm interested a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can always do that as a secondary thing or later on. You never know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You have plenty of time.
Yeah, luckily.
That's for sure. All right. Let's keep it going then. What do you have now?
This next one is called Selfish.
Call me selfish.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J every Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. and every Thursdays from 5 to 6, live performance as it happens. It'll be a podcast after we're done. Remember that. You can always go on to www.whfr.fm afterwards, and you can listen to it again, or if you missed part of it or whatever, and in the future if something happens. All right. So, let's see, what else can we talk about? Any upcoming events or shows?
We're playing at the Token Lounge in Westland on March 14th.
March 14th, okay. Who are you playing with?
10 Years Gone, really, really good Led Zeppelin cover band.
Okay, interesting. 10 Years Gone, I haven't heard of them. I know there's a few bands out there covering Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, they've definitely, you know, they had like the 70s and 80s crowd, but now they have the 2000s and 90s babies kind of joining the bandwagon.
You know, I was telling people when I was a young man, I said, you know, as great as the music that's coming out later on is, it's like these are the bands that still 30 years from now, they're still going to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, all of them.
Yeah, but, you know, there was bands that people would go on and on about, oh, yeah, my band will be around in 30 years, and it's like, I don't even remember those bands.
Right, what was your name again?
Yeah. Well, one of the things I always thought was hilarious that everybody was going on and on about, at the time Hootie and the Blowfish were at their peak.
Oh, yeah.
When they were at their peak, they were on Atlantic Records, which was the same label as Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
At that time, when that album just totally knocked everybody on the floor, they had sold more copies of their one record than the entire Led Zeppelin catalog.
Really?
So for a moment, they were that huge.
For a moment. That's really shocking. I did not know that.
Right. So, but go walk up to the average young person today, or anybody for that matter, and say, Hootie and the Blowfish. Most
yeah.
people aren't going to know who the heck you're talking about.
Yeah, that is true.
But you see 12-year-olds with Led Zeppelin t-shirts on today.
Which is so awesome. I saw, actually, when I was walking up here, I saw somebody on campus with a Def Leppard shirt, and I was like, yeah, it's my kind of person.
Something about the, you know, back then, it was different.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Most of the bands had something to say. Most of the bands stood out. They had their own, you know, personality. You couldn't confuse any of them.
Yeah, and that's really what I'm trying to do now with, you know, our lyrics and our writing style and everything. I really want to stand out.
Yeah, that's the way you do that. Because it just to simply have a great voice, which is wonderful. You should have a great voice and
be
able to play your instrument. But if you don't do anything that stands out to make people remember you, then it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you have for us now?
This song is called Take My Pain Away. It's by a band called Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
Yeah, not from Michigan, surprisingly enough.
Really?
Yeah.
School me for a second. Where do they come from, then?
I honestly cannot tell you. But what I can tell you is that they're really good.
Where did you hear about them or from?
They popped up on Spotify, so I'm hoping I'll be an artist that pops up on other people's Spotify as well. But yeah, they popped up on Spotify. They're really, really good. They have a nice style. This is one of my personal favorites.
Okay, so it's Take My Pain Away.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, let me live.
Live from Studio J with Kayla Drange. All right. So these songs that you write, do you find that they can be healing or cathartic for you personally?
Yeah, it's almost like writing in a diary, honestly. Get all your feelings and all your thoughts out.
Okay. And I wanted to go back to how you say both of you collaborate on these songs. Who does what, or does it depend on the song?
I usually do the writing, so the lyrics and everything, and he kind of helps with the guitar rhythm, drum beat, and he's really good at recording as well, too.
Okay. All right. So is there any plans in the near future to put something actually together as a whole, like a release?
Yes. We just out Mental Health just as a single, but we are working on an album right now. I think we have about 10 songs we're going to have for the album.
Okay. So ultimately it'll be a full length, you think?
Absolutely. I know in the new age it's not all about albums, usually about singles, but, you know, we want to try to keep it traditional.
I'm still old school. I still like the fact when people can come up with a complete release, one that's solid from beginning to end, you know, where even there might be a couple songs that aren't super fantastic, but every one of them, like, makes you go, yeah, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, an album tells a story, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay. Now, is that going to be available on physical format eventually?
Yes. We'll have digital and physical once it's fully completed.
Okay. So we look forward to that. You figure maybe by the end of the year? I'm not trying to...
Oh, yeah. After March, we're pretty much going to bunker down and knock it out.
Okay. So sometime this summer, maybe?
Yes.
Hopefully.
Well, you know, I'm not going to hold you to it. You know, I'm going to call you up. Hey, where is
it? Standards are high.
I'm just trying to give you a little gentle nudge. That's
right. Good. That's what we need.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. I imagine it probably doesn't have a working title yet, huh?
You know, I'm not sure. We were going to name, so the single that just came out, Mental Health, we were going to name the album Mental Health, but then we decided against that, so.
Yeah, that might scare a few people away from the beginning.
A little bit, maybe. They're like, oh, I don't know about this.
Some people, they'll flock to it, but others will be,
yeah,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, like, I don't know what she can think about.
All right, well, we'll keep that in mind, and then once you get that complete, maybe you can come back and see me then.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, sounds great. All right, what do you have now?
This one is called Rock Bottom. It's an acoustic song, one of my personal favorites that I've written.
Okay. Take so much.
It's a lonely place. I tried to help you come back. It's been a lifelong chase. Welcome to rock bottom. Yeah, you promised this time. It turns out your promises were nothing.
Caught me off guard again.
Good, we're keeping you on your toes.
Oh, man.
What we're here for.
I come here to relax.
Not with us.
Darn it all. All right, live from Studio J is what you're listening to, of course. This is WHFR. We have Kayla Drange and her drummer, Anthony, her partner in crime, doing some live music for us. All right. Okay, I don't know. I'm out of ideas right now. I'll come up with more, but why would we just keep it going while I figure that out?
We'll take it from here.
Okay, you could do that too.
Oh, yeah.
What do you want to talk about? You know?
The weather.
The weather, okay.
It is cold, let me tell you.
It wasn't that bad when I walked in, but that was this morning.
Oh, man. The wind almost blew me away walking in.
Oh, it's gotten windy?
Oh, yeah. One of our cymbals went a-flying.
Oh, is that the one you showed me earlier?
Yep.
Ah, so that's how that happened,
yeah,
huh?
Unfortunately.
Mother Nature. I just thought you were, like, really vicious with your drones.
Yeah, he gets aggressive sometimes, you know. I got to calm him down.
It's like a yin-yang, you know. You're all calm, and he's like,
pretty much.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, if you're a drummer, you can't be, like, mellow, right?
Absolutely not.
No, you're hitting things. I mean, you really have to take your anger out on those drums.
So that's got to be good. It's either that or kill people, right?
Right, exactly. We're going to stray away from that. Take it out on the drums, Anthony.
All right. So what do we have now?
We're going to do a cover next. It's Slow Hands by Niall Horn.
Okay.
Slow hands, back sweat dripping down our dirty laundry. No chance.
Live from Studio J with Kayla Drange. All right. Okay. So, I'm still at a, I don't know. This doesn't normally happen to me.
So, well, this next song that I'm playing is called Happy. This is the song that I played when Anthony and I first met at the Riverview Summerfest.
So Dolly Parton did it for you.
Yep, Dolly Parton did it for me.
And you said, happy.
Right. So this was the first song that I've been writing music since I was like 8 or 9. But this is the first song that I wrote and actually put out there.
How did that start? Like you said, when you were young, what did you do? Just write lyrics on paper when you weren't doing anything else, like homework or what?
Yeah, actually. In 4th or 5th grade, something like that, our teacher made us keep a journal. Mm-hmm. And I would write poems and lyrics and things like
okay.
that.
So it just kind of evolved by accident because of teacher assignment.
Yeah, so shout out to my 5th grade teacher.
If you ever make it really big, you're going to have to thank her.
Yeah, for sure. I actually couldn't even play guitar at that time. I had a guitar, and I could play one chord.
One chord, which one?
So, E minor, that was just the entire song.
Well, yeah, that is the easiest one to play.
It is. Just imagine a song just all the way through.
It wouldn't go for very long, no.
I mean, it was kind of catchy, not going to lie.
Well, you know. You make do with what you have.
I mean,
That's what separates people that are talented with people that aren't, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Making the most out of not a whole lot.
I made the most out of my E minor.
All right, so now you can do a B minor suspended 7th, you know, with a 13 augmented.
Oh, yeah, we're getting up there. A little more skilled now.
Just a little?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's the other thing, if you don't mind me talking about that for a second. One of the things that not only is it the fact that the bands back in my day were had more distinctive personalities, but the music has become so generic in terms of chord structure and melody. Once you learn like 3 chords maybe a 4th one, you've got every song that comes out.
Oh, yeah, like C, G, and D, you can play almost any song on the radio.
And it's always been like that to a certain extent, but then most of the better artists and bands usually were able to add on different things before, after, in the middle to make it a little more interesting.
Right, right.
You know, but I can't tell you how many times I listen to pop radio, and I'm a musician myself. I'm not great at playing, but I know music. And I can tell, it's like, okay, the last 4 songs had the exact same chord structure and the exact same beat, and it's just slightly different, you know?
Yeah, same tempo for a lot of them, too.
Yeah,
it's like... you're tapping your foot and playing the chords in your head, it's like, what song am I playing?
So you could just set the metronome and just walk away.
Really, yeah,
done.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't need Anthony. It just, you know.
Yeah, bye, Anthony.
See you guys.
No, thank God we have that.
Yeah.
You know, we don't necessarily need Neil Peart, but we got to have something going there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do we have now?
So this one is Happy. This one's
That's right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got off track there.
Yeah, really special song, though. I mean, you know, the first one that I mm-hmm. wrote, and I was like, wow, I need to put this out there.
So. And compared to the other ones we've talked about so far, Happy.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different theme.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know. It's popped into my head.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Tell me I love you.
all your bedsheets. Your arms around me, share the thoughts of a coffee. I wouldn't trade this for anything. Oh, oh, capture this moment in a photo and frame it. 10 years in the future, we can look back on this. I'm so happy you found your way back to me. I'm so happy when you call me baby. When you hold my hand to all that we have been through. And even on bad days, when you tell me I love you.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Kayla Drange. All right. Happy.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a personal favorite.
At least you're happy part of the time, right?
Right, right. Then the other times, you know. So maybe some people can just listen to half of the album. The other half save for when you're sad.
Okay. So that would be side A, side B then.
Right, right. I'll make a cassette. That,
or vinyl.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Well, definitely want to make a vinyl.
It is the most popular medium again.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and that's what I mean. All these, you know, 70s, 80s bands and vinyls are getting back in there. Mm-hmm. And cassettes even, too.
Oh, yeah. Vinyl still is by far the best quality sound as far as the recording goes.
Yep, I would agree.
You know, CDs may be cleaner, you know, they yep. may be prettier, but as far as like really good, like, you know, feel it in your bones kind of music, no, nothing beats vinyl.
Yeah, because each vinyl record has its own, you know, like feeling to it, because not each one are made exactly the same like a CD.
Right, right. It's not just a direct digital, you know, whatever. So. All right. Yeah, you would know about that since you're the recording dude.
Yeah, that's true. And I know Jack White has Third Man Records in Detroit. He has his own vinyl plant that he has that he mm-hmm. makes music as well, which is pretty cool.
Well, I can't necessarily endorse or not endorse. I'm not allowed to. But there's actually a couple of them out there in the Detroit area that, well, I don't know. I think I'd recommend first, but that's just me.
Archer,
yeah.
Oldest pressing.
Oldest pressing record vinyl company. Yeah. What he said in the country. So, I mean, this is passed down. It's a family operation. It's been around since Grandpa did it.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, in the late
30s. Late 30s, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. Been around for a while.
They did 78s.
Yeah, they did 78s back in the day. And
wow. Nice.
They are it. Put it that way.
Yeah, physical copies of things are becoming less popular just because of all the streaming websites and everything. I still think they're really cool, though. I definitely want to have a physical piece of my work that I can hold in my hand.
Right. Well, going back to having you stand out, I mean, nothing can make you stand out more if you can hopefully get those physical copies to a lot of, you know, people.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because digital is just so, you know, split second. You know, you have all these people that have their little gadgets and they listen to music. They don't even listen to the whole track. Oh yeah, that sounds kind of neat, and then they on to the next one, and they don't listen to the same song twice. They just keep moving on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I remember back a couple of years ago, you know, if I wanted to change a song, I'd have to physically take the CD out and physically put another one in.
But it gives you the chance to listen to that song again and again and again.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
Actually build I know it sounds, it's not a good analogy, but it's almost like building a relationship, you know?
Yeah, right, right.
You know, you get to where that's what it was like when I was young. Songs meant something to you. It wasn't just simply listening for something in the background.
Yeah.
Or to pass the time. No, you actually identified with songs.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping people get from my music.
I would say that you're on the right track there. You're talking about something more meaningful. You're not just talking about la-di-da or whatever.
Yeah, la-di-da, exactly.
You know, nonsensical words that mean nothing to anybody.
Yeah, right.
Or only mean something to people in the moment, you know.
Oh,
next
yeah.
year it's like, what the heck does that mean, you know?
Yeah, but yeah, this couple songs come to mind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it looks like we're getting close to the end. We got to squeeze in some more, so let's do it.
Perfect. We have one more song for you.
One more. Well, we got to kind of try to get
a 10-minute song?
All the way to 6 o'clock. Is it Freebird?
We can make it a 10-minute song.
Is it Freebird or, you know, one of those kind of songs?
It's close.
Yeah, it's called Hallucinogen. So before Anthony and I met, you know, I was just playing at coffee houses and bars and more acoustic themed areas in Metro Detroit. So then after him and I met, I had actually never played the electric guitar. I was always into acoustic.
Distortion.
Yeah, he's a fan of distortion. So
Who isn't?
I mean, I wasn't before, but now I'm kind of feeling it.
You're a convert, okay.
Yeah.
Good job, Anthony.
Yeah, good job, Anthony.
You're welcome, everyone.
You're welcome, everyone. So this song was the first one that I wrote with any type of distortion. So it's a pretty good one. The first time I played it, it's so funny because, you know, people are so used to seeing me play like acoustic themed places on my guitar. But when I played this song live, I was on my knees with an electric guitar and so a different Kayla.
They were probably concerned about just like, okay, she's on drugs.
They were. They were like, is she okay? I'm good, guys. So yeah, definitely got into more distortion, more different styles of music and writing and playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool. Kind of streamed out a little bit.
All right. Well, do you think you can make it last that long?
We'll try our best.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is for your own benefit because the podcast goes all the way till 6. And if you don't, then you've got other stuff on there instead of you, you know. Even if you got to come up with another one that's a cover, I mean, if you want to do both, you know. It's up to you.
Okay. Alrighty.
But we'll go from there. So this one is actually called a Hallucinogen?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Really good one. Hopefully you like it.
I'm curious about this one. I'll definitely. All right. Once again, Kayla Drange.
You are my drug of choice, a sip of wine. Yeah, I swear to God, I'm doing just fine. They say that you're bad for me, no good. Yeah, I can stop and know that I could. Baby, you are my hallucinogen. I don't want to live in a world that you're not in. The drug that I'm addicted to. Whoa. You are mind altering. It's a mind you bring. Whoa, baby, I can't feel a damn thing. The way you make me feel is hard to describe. Honey, your affection is my nightmare. Baby, you are my hallucinogen. I don't want to live in a world that you're not in. It's addictive. Want to relive and breathe in every moment with you, baby. You're the drug that I'm addicted to. Baby, you are my I don't want to live in a world that you're not in. It's addictive, want to relive and breathe in every moment with you, baby. You're the drug that I'm addicted to.
Kayla Drain's Hallucinogen. Okay. What did we take before we played that? Now we can't divulge that, can we?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah, that was a fun one to write, though. So, yeah, definitely experimenting with, well, nothing like you're thinking, but distortion and everything like that.
What?
So a new style of writing.
What are you talking about? We didn't do that kind of thing when I was young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never heard of it. Okay.
Yeah, it definitely opens like a whole new world, though, when you learn, you know, about distortion and all these different styles of writing.
Mm-hmm.
So for artists, definitely opens up a new path.
So what led you to that? What kind of said, oh, I think I'm going to do distortion? Or did Anthony literally say, let's try this?
Anthony literally said, let's try this.
Okay.
Because, you know, we were trying it with a couple other songs, with a song I played earlier, My Loaded to Serotonin. We tried it with that, and it just did not fit the lyrics.
Didn't mesh, huh?
No, it looked like I was just trying way too hard, so we decided against that. With the Hallucinogen, though, it was a fun one to write, and we just added some distortion and it seemed to work with this one. So
okay, yeah, you don't want to force it. If the other one didn't work, then you just don't want to do that, because I think most people that are paying attention, that are listening, they can tell.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we could even tell. I could feel the awkward when I was singing. I was like, nope.
Yeah,
not working.
All right. So once again, you have that show that's happening in March. What's the date again? It's at the Token?
The 14th, March, Token Lounge in Westland.
Okay. And you'll be playing with 10 Years Gone.
Yep.
Zeppelin cover band.
Really good band.
Doors open at 7. We go on at 7:45, and then they play the rest of the night.
Okay. And then for our listeners, like all the ways we can find Kayla Drange. As far as
Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. YouTube was my original platform. So, yeah, definitely go check out my YouTube channel and then on any other streaming platform for mental health.
Okay. And then we'll hopefully look forward to maybe sometime later this year an actual full-length release.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And we'll come back to to debut.
Sounds good. All right. Any way we can come up with one more? I'm open. It doesn't matter what it is. Something that...
we can play our single again for you.
Is that the first song?
Yeah. I'm consulting with my engineer here.
The first song,
You
Might Have Cooked Me.
Ah, okay. We don't do this very often. We really don't like to do it, but I'm going to make this exception for you, Kayla.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All right. So, once again, I thank you so much for coming down, the both of you. I really enjoyed it a lot. I look forward to when you come back again. And we're going to close it out with, it was mental health, correct?
Yes, and thank you for the opportunity, and we'll definitely be back here, hopefully by the end of the summer.
All right. Sounds great. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to WHFR live from Studio J. This is Kayla Drange.
I am a little messed up. focus on mental health. I've been blind to my words. Yeah, I'm putting me first. It's not to say I won't need help. For right now, I wanna be with myself. Yeah, I feel like I'm meeting me for the first time. I've been going through hell, but now I'm feeling warm sunshine. So let me work on myself. Putting me first, focus on mental health. I've been blind to my words. Yeah, I'm putting me first. Whoa, yeah, I'm putting me first.
Winner of the Spirit of College Radio Award, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
Space.